Plus, it talks about kisira chamor sanacha, very basic mitzvah. When someone sees the, if you see the donkey that's owned by your enemy, robis tachas maso, right, struggling, so to speak, and burdened under its masa, chodalta miyazovlo, and you refrain from helping him. Also, even though you shouldn't refrain, you should help him out. Help him go ahead and unload the donkey. Help unload the donkey. Says the Gemara in Pesachim. Says the Gemara in Pesachim. Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first part is not really that relevant, but I'll just go through it quickly. Shalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sonan, three types of people HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. Hamadabir, someone speaks not honestly. He says one thing but doesn't mean it. Someone who knows testimony about his friend and doesn't testify about him. Someone sees something inappropriate and a bad action. And testifies about him as an individual. There's no two people, it's only one person. It's not helpful. Because of the story that Tuvia didn't have Vera, Vasa Zigud, Vachudei, and Zigud came by himself, Asid Bey Kameja Papa, and he testified about what he saw, what he knew Zigud did, Tuvia did in front of a Papa, Nagdei Zigud. And he, I think, rebuked or punished, or I think this means rebuked him. To Zigud, Amorei Tuvia Chata Vizigud Minigud. Tuvia is the bad guy. What do you want from Zigud? He just testified about Tuvia. He didn't know anything wrong. Amorei in, yes. No, it's not a problem. In, yes, that's correct. Why? Why should Zigud be Mingad? The Ksiv, Oyok, Beirach, Beish. One person should not get up on Ish. Vatul Chudech, Asharis Bey. And you yourself testified about him. Shemra, Be'alma, Kamafkis Bey. So you didn't know anything. What did you accomplish? You just from Moshe Shemra, that's inappropriate, and therefore he was punished. Amar Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Mutul Sanosa, right? Now, I'm sorry, I should have put the Rashi over here, but Rashi explained Mutul Sanosa means it's referring to the person, if you see someone doing a Dover Erva, he did an immoral act, B'chaveiro, right? If you see someone like that, you have to hate him, because you can't necessarily testify about him, which is what the Gemara before said. Maybe Yechidi can't do that, but you have to hate him. As you saw something, you know it's correct, you know it's true. The Bez and the rabbis can't believe you because you're only one aid. Therefore, you can't testify about him, but you can go ahead. You have to hate him. Tenemar, Kisira Chamor Sanacha. When you see the Chamor, who's your enemy, Chamor of your enemy, Robes Tachas Maso Maiso. Most that's the pasuk. So what does that mean? Maisone. What does it mean? He's your enemy. The chamor of the enemy. If it's talking about a sone, who is a goy, right? Someone who's your enemy, but he's a goyish enemy. But Tanya sone is sone shamru sone Yisrael. The Gemara elsewhere says no. It's referring to sone Yisrael. But also sone nachri. Elo pshita sone Yisrael. It's talking about a sone Yisrael. Okay, that's the case. So you saw you talking about chamor that belongs to an enemy of yours, but that person is Jewish. Vet the Gemara. What do you mean? Umi shari lebisne. You got to hate him. You can't hate a Jew. So how could it be talking about what's the mitzias of a sone Yisrael that you see? You see his chamor of a sone Yisrael, and you hate him. What do you mean? What's the case? You can't hate him. I guess otu b'rishoy askina, right? We're not talking b'rishon. Elo dika sadi the oved isura. So what's the case? There must be witnesses that saw he did an isur, and therefore you have to hate him because he did an isur. But the Gemara, if that's the case, kui al manami misnei sanigai. That's the case that they have aids that people saw him do something wrong, something terrible. That's not just one. He's not sonacha. He's Kai Yisrael. Everyone's going to have to hate him. It's Masha sonacha. You have hate for him. What do you mean you have hate for him? Everyone has hate. It's Sone Kai Yisrael, whatever, right? Maishna hai. What's so special about this person? El Rav must be Kai Gavna. Must be going back to our case that we're discussing. The Chazi Be'iu Davar Erva. That one person, not two, one person saw Davar Erva. And you have to hate him. That's the son of Yisrael. So you as a yochid can hate him. You can't be malish. You can't testify against him because you're only one person. But you have to hate him. Nachman Yitzchak Omer Mitzvah. So it's not just a mutter to be son of Yisrael. You're submitted to hate him. Shnemar, you're Hashem son of Yisrael. pasuk which supports the idea that you have to not just allow to hate him, but you're supposed to hate this person. He's a rush. He did something terrible. If Namish did a davar erva, it's a mitzvah to hate him. That's the interesting Gemara both say. I think we should skip the Bava Metzia Gemara for a second. But let's go to the bottom of the page. Bava Metzia. I think that's probably what I do first because Tosafot really quotes it. Tashma. This is more Bava Metzia. And the Gemara had just previously talked about, is Sar Bal Chaim the rice or not? Is there an Easter the rice to cause or allow an animal to be in pain? You have to relieve his pain. Says the Gemara, Tashma, bring your riot. Oev Gifrok. If you have an Oev, if you have someone who's a good friend of yours, and he and his situation is he's in front of you with his animal, and he has to take off. You know, his animal has a big burden on it, so he needs help taking it off. And you have another animal. You have two animals in front of you, one, two different people. The animal which has a burden on its back needs help taking it off. That one belongs to your oev. And the other animal, which has a burden on the floor, and you have to pick it up onto the donkey. That belongs to your sone litum mitzvah besone. So what should you do? Go and help out the animal that belongs to your sone. Deilochav es yitzro. Right? Why? Because it's a special inyan to try to perfect to force your yitzhara. Right? If you hate the person, it's inappropriate. You shouldn't hate the person. Try to masakin and be off the force your yates to turn around. If you do a good deed, if you do a chesed to someone, that helps engender love and a yachas between the two of you. And therefore, if you hate them, that'll help alleviate the hate. Right? That's how you develop avah for someone. That's a tachbula. Do a chesed for him, help him out. And therefore, in this case, you should go ahead and help out the sone because there's a lot to gain. Right? By the oev, you like him, he's a nice guy. You want to help him, it's a misfit to take off his burden, but no, we say pick the sone instead. And the Morah says, Visakadaita Sarba Chem de Raisa Adaflay. What do you mean? But Gemaisa, if you go ahead, if he holds, if the Morah before said Sarba Chem de Raisa, if Sarba Chem is the Raisa, so you should pick the oev, because the oev Lifrok, he has an animal with a big burden. It's suffering, it's hard, it's going through tsar. What about that factor? If it's the Raisa, so you should go ahead and take care of the oev one, the animal that belongs to the oev, because there's an inyan Sar Bal Chaim there. Says the Gemara, in spite of all that, is the Kasha, there's an inyan of Sar Bal Chaim, which is a mitzvah Raisa, and therefore that should be Machriya. Says the Gemara, no, even though there's a mitzvah on both sides, there's a mitzvah of Soni Gittam, there's a mitzvah of both them, there's a mitzvah, but oev Lifrok, right, the Gemara's kasha was, but there's an added mitzvah of Sar Bal Chaim. If it's on the animal, so besides the mitzvah of doing ches, helping your friend out, although of this Sirach Hamar Saracha, but there's also a mitzvah of Sar Bal Chaim. So why shouldn't that tip the scales, two against one, so to speak? If you hachi, Deilochav es Yisro Adif. Says the Gemara, unbelievable line, but it's more important. And a chanami, there might be a whole bunch of mitzvahs on one side. Nevertheless, the Ochlas Yisrael Adif is more chush and more important to go ahead and force Yeser to be masak in your midos. I guess just a small point at this point, both before we get to the main part, Tosis. But you see, a concept, you know, you would assume this, there's so many mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah of helping out the as on one side, you have Oiv Gefrok, as you mentioned, special mitzvah to help him unburden the animal. That's the mitzvah of Kisira, right, the part that we're talking about, to help the animal out and take it off, number one. Number two, there's a mitzvah of Sar Bal Chaim D'Raisa, right? You should go ahead and try to help him because the animal's suffering right now. There's a lot of tsar over there. And number three on both sides, the other person, he's your sone. And as we saw, it's a mitzvah we're talking about a sone, where it's a mitzvah to hate him. So what's going on? Why should I go ahead and not go ahead and help the Oev, where there's two mitzvahs over there, plus the other person's a sone, you have to hate him, so I have to care for him so much, I'm supposed to hate the guy. Elamai, the Morah says, no, you go ahead and take care of the sone. Why? The Lochav es Yisro is so crucial, so important to Masakin, the Midas, that overcomes. I'm not even sure why they're both there, but it sounds like it's such an Iker, such a Chashva Inyan, right? To Masakin Yamidos, I don't know if you call it Nasei or what, but that's a Tachas Achayim Rabos, Masakin Yamidos, go ahead and fix your Midos. Do something in spite of the overweighing factors which normally, on a normal scale, should go ahead and say, help out the person, the animal, who belongs to your friend and is suffering under the weight of its burden, no, don't help him out. You have to do whatever you can. That's crucial. Your tachas, as we know the famous Gra says, a person tachas achaimus to fix your midos, takes a lifetime. Work on those midos. The other stuff gets pushed aside. That's, I think, chiddush number one. I think the altar thing says that chiddush. The altar from Sabbatka or Safon. Let's go to Tosha both. Tosha is very interesting. Vim Tomer. And this Tosha preceded all the big psychologists, you know, Freud and all these guys. Tosha was a master in Hilchot psychology, as you'll see here both. It's unbelievable. You'll see it. Just read this one. Vim Tomer. The Baal Metzias. Amrina. This goes in the Gemara Psachim, where it says you have to hate the person who, if you saw him do it, Vareva. Vim Tomer Baal Metzias Amrina. Oiv Lifrok, the more we just now learned. Besoni Liton. Mitzvah besonei, the Elohim of Yisrael. You should try to go ahead and help the sonei lift up the package from the ground, to saddle it up. Why? Because you want to help the Yisrael to love him. V'hashta ma'kifiyas yetzer shayakan, the mitzvah of Sanosa. What do you mean? The guy's doing a good thing. It's a mitzvah to hate him. So why are you trying to change his midah? He's doing a mitzvah to hate him, right? It's a mitzvah, not just mutter kontemers, final pshat. It's a mitzvah of Sanosa. So why does the Gemara say it's better to go ahead and help out the person who's your sonei because you want to help your midos? My midos are fine, perfect. I have good midos. You know what the good midos? Hate this guy. It's a mitzvah. So why do you want to take off this and change his midah? Doesn't make sense. That's fractosis. And fractosis, unbelievable kiddush. Unbelievable hilchos psychology. Yes, Shlomer. Kivan. Kivan shusono. Since you hate him. Gam chaveru sonei elson, as you hate him, you're supposed to hate him. You're supposed to hate him, right? That's the Torah says, hate this guy. You saw he's an immoral person, did a terrible avera. Hate the person, but since you hate him, even though you hate him in a proper way, right? Gam chaveru sonei elson, your friend will hate you back, right? He's gonna hate you, as the pasuk says, kemayim hapadim lefanim kein leva adam adam, right? Just like you see the reflection of your face in the water, right? You bend over a lake or something, a body of water, you see your reflection. Kain of Adam, Adam. So too is the heart of a person. It's opened up to someone else. If you have hate in your heart for someone else, that person will perceive it, and he'll see it. Now, it might be kosher hate, it might be mutter, it's a mitzvah, it's a mutter to hate, and you're supposed to hate him, but he's going to detect that sin. It's very detectable. It's like a radar detector. You know, something you'll see exactly, and he knows. You know, I'm not trying to flaunt it. There's no mystery to flaunt the hate. Doesn't say that. It's a mystery to hate him in your heart. But I'm doing the right thing. But he's going to go ahead and recognize that you hate him. He's going to hate you back for that, right? If he hates me, I'm going to hate him. I don't like the fact he hates me. I don't like that. And therefore. Uban mitokach yidei sin al gemura. Because of the fact that I hate him, therefore he hates me, therefore it's a sin of Gemurah of Vashach Fiasa Yetzer. Therefore to be called for the Yetzer. So what does Tosis mean? It's not 100% clear, but what Tosis obviously means is that it's a three-step process, right? I go in and hate him, it's a mitzvah. He hates me because he sees me hate him. And therefore I, in turn, will hate him more, sin of Gemurah he calls it, right? Complete sinner. And therefore I have to worry about my sinner. Because my sinner has transformed from a kosher sinner to a unkosher sinner, right? Because now I hate him because he hates me. I hate him before. I'm sorry. I hate him before because it's a mis to hate him. But all of a sudden, he hates me now. He hates me because he saw me hate him. Once I see he hates me, so I'm going to hate him. Now I have an improper sinner. I have to misakin that midah. I have to misakin that yetzer of mine. I have a bad sinner. I have to fix it up. That's a toast over there, both sides. That's a toast. So it's the Bunda Zachar Bosai. It's so funny. It's so funny. First of all, Stamazoi, a very partial level, you see, we mentioned first thing before that how important Kfiyasa Yetzer is. Midos Tovas, it overweighs, counteracts all the other factors which normally should lead to tell you to help your friend's animal. But no, you go ahead and Tachas Achaim is to go ahead and fix up your Midos. That's crucial. That is crucial. You know, My friend, Mr. Robert Moskowitz, always used to tell me, I always fight with him about it, but he always used to tell me, he goes into, you know, Baruch Hashem, we do, at least we verbally, you know, in Torah Semis, or time, we talk about, you know, Midas Tovos a lot, right? We talk to Talmidim about that a lot. And Derech Eretz, Kadmur Torah, Midas Tovos, he tells me, I don't know if it's true, but he always swears to me, he says, Rabbi, I always, right, can I say it right? He says, I walk in the shul on Shabbos, I see that the boys running around, little different kids, you know, from different places. I can tell who's a Torah Sam's Talmud. That's what he tells me. Because I see the way they conduct themselves, the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they're yelling or screaming or not yelling and screaming, whatever it is, you know. They behave in a different way. I told him, I don't know if he's right. I don't think he's right. But I'm sure he's right a little bit, you know. He's definitely, you know, focus on midos. That's what Rabbi both said. The ikar is to work on your midos. And Baruch Hashem, you focus on it, you verbal. I talk about it in the yeshiva, in elementary school, in high school, middle school, whatever it is, right? It makes a difference. That's number one. Number two, it's the, as I mentioned before, I alluded to it, you know, see this koach of k'mayim panim al panim, right? Don't think you can hide your midos. Don't think you can hide your emotions. If you hate someone, now you might not want him to know about it, and there's no reason to make him know about it. You're not trying to cause a fight. You don't want to confront him, but he's going to be able to tell. That's, there's no, midos are not hidden, right? That's the way human nature is. That's Chazal telling us over here. Cain, Lev, Adam, Adam. A person's heart was in there, is exposed to someone else. He can tell. And you better don't think you have a secret. You know, if you're going to hate him, you're going to suffer the fact that he's going to, you know about it. That might cause, some friction. He might not like you because of that. So if you think you're going undetected, it's not going to happen on both sides. That's how people are. That's how the Lev is. People can detect a midah ra of sinner. The last thing I both say is, so what do you do? What do you do? So you go ahead. What's the tikkun? What's the kfiyas hamidas? How do you take care of it? Right? There's a problem here. This guy has a bad midah, a midah of hatred, because he shouldn't hate him because he hates me. He should hate him. Okay, so what do you do? So you go ahead and give him a present. Right? You help him out. You help him, this animal, help him pick up and load up his animal. Oh, therefore I love him. Now, it's not mashra both sides that you're not supposed to hate him at all. Right? You're still supposed to hate him. It's still a mitzvah sanoso. It's just going to come, just you have to masaket it to make sure we don't want sin or gemura. Okay, so I got this. This tachmu is brilliant. You know, I go ahead, give him a present, and give him the present, you know, my heart detects that, you know, I should hate him, but not hate him so much, so I'll be in the middle. How does that work? You know, you'll still have sinner left over, right? The proper sinner. But you're not going to have the bad sinner. Like, how do you get rid of the bad sinner and not the good sinner? I can be Marsha. Either it's going to work or it's not going to work. If you love him, so I'm not going to hate him. Right? How does that work on both sides? Paris is, right? You hear the kash. Just, you know, just how does it work? Just what's the psychology over here? If giving a present takes away sinner, it'll take away all the sinner. You're not supposed to do that. Take away the bad sinner. So it goes until I got rid of the bad sinner. All of a sudden, there's a good sinner. Oh, if I can touch the good sinner, you know, but I love him, but I hate him. Come on, make up your mind. You love him or hate him? Which one is it? Good shot, right? I mean, tears are both. I think the tears is very, I mean, like, part of pshat is. Because what's the pshat both sides? What's the pshat? He says, what do you mean you hate the guy? So I think Chazal, the Baal Musa, tell us, you don't hate the person. You don't hate that. You hate that guy because he did a terrible thing. You don't hate the guy. I think it's Mash from the Russian. I think I saw on the altar. I think he alludes to this. You hate the bad midah. You hate the hanhog. You hate the action. This guy is a great guy. He's a good guy. He's Selmo Kim. He's my brother. He's a Tzchel Kakami Mal. He's Selmo Kim. All the good things he is. He's still a great, great, special person. He's still somebody you have to love. He's still part of Klal Yisrael. But I have to hate that midah, that hanhoga, the action. He did a terrible, immoral action. I hate that. It was so disgusting what he did. That's what you hate. Right? The guy himself I love. Okay? So it makes a lot of sense. I go ahead. So if you follow Das Torah, right? If you follow the dictates, the guidelines of Shulchan Aruch, and you go ahead, the Halacha says, go ahead and help him, do a nice thing to him, give him a present, right? Help him out with his donkey. You know why? Because he'll engender some more love. What's that going to do? If I love him, I'm not going to hate him. There's the sin of Gemurah means the bad hate. I hate the person. I hate him because he hates me. I think the Lashon of the altar is sin of Ishus, a personal Ishus. The kosher sinner is not a personal hatred. I have nothing against the guy. I don't like that bad. That's a bad midah. So I want to get that's a miss to have. I don't want that. That's a terrible thing. That bad midah of his, the bad action of his. I hate him. I don't hate the person though. Sinner gemurah means if he hates me because he saw I hated him. I hated him kosher, just the midah. But he sees that hate. He doesn't distinguish, so he wants to hate me. He doesn't like me. If he doesn't like me, so now I don't like him. That's the bad sinner, right? Well, I don't like the person. That's not a hanhaga. He doesn't like me. He's not machshavi. He doesn't get me covered. I can't stand. He doesn't like me. I'm gonna hate him. So male, that negative sinner, which is a personal sinner, that's taken off by the personal ches he did for him. If you do chesed for him, you're not gonna hate him anymore. So you're blighted with the other sinner of, you know, I hate that midah, I hope that action is terrible action. So therefore, Baruch Hashem, so we took care of all the guy's problems. He has sinner, he's still a sinner. I hate the guy with the passion. What do I hate? Not the person, not the individual. I hate the midah raw. I hope the hanhaga, which is inappropriate, hanhaga's Easter. I hate that the way he acted. It's terrible. How can you do such a thing? He was a chutzpahnik, he was mazana, or he stole, whatever it was, or both. I can't stand that action. The guy I love him. Elamai, I hate him because he doesn't like me, because he's too, I don't like him, therefore he doesn't like me. Okay, but I love the guy. I gave him a present. I helped him out with his donkey. I lifted up the burden for helped him out, did a chesed for him. I love the guy now. So it's like a symphony, right? Like a symphony orchestra. Each player does his piece. So you have to do everything exactly up to Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. If you go ahead and I hate the guy. The Torah says, Sisna, you should not hate the guy normally, but I hate the guy over here. Mitzvah Sano says the Gemara runs out, so I hate the guy's actions. But he's going to hate me. Oh, so I better be careful. I better do a chesed. That's going to go ahead and help me make sure that sin is bounded. The parameters are perfect, so it's not going to be more than it should be. It's not a personal hate, chesed shalom. Because he's worked on his midos. Chazal says to work on your midos. He worked on your midos. You have a great, beautiful sinner, which is appropriate, and the bad sinner is out the window. It's a shmuzin, number one, just kfiyas hayetzer is so poor, so chush, that's our tachas, it overbalances, counterbalances the mitzvah, tzar bal chaim deraisa, mitzvah of helping out, the bigger mitzvah, I don't know if I said, the bigger mitzvah of to be porek, because it's under burdens, it's a bigger mitzvah to help your animal, your friend's animal take off the burden because the animal's suffering, so tzar bal chaim, its own right, and the mitzvah of parika is more chashuv because you're helping it out in a way which is alleviating its suffering. So all that goes out the window. Kfiyas hayetzer, become a shalem, become a perfect baal midos. Love where you're supposed to love, hate where you're supposed to love. And the way to do it is by following the histaka b'raisa bar alma. Exactly, if you follow the Torah, you'll be exactly the perfect human being. I'll hate a certain amount, I'll love a certain amount, I won't hate too much. It'll be gevaldik. According to you, that's why you like it, right? According to you. Now what?
That means you're a man.